有态度的制作，
有诚意的主持。
这里是 mobileradio.hk。
大二，
这个节目是由 Mobile Radio 提供。
We want to just have fun. We want to meet new people, and we want to celebrate like Instagram and photography.
Put on the four of the most awesome pictures they took online, and then we put together and get into a book.And it's really, really not what we thought at the very beginning. Nobody knows that we're going to get together and do a book.
Amazing!
Hong Kong Insta.
老罩罩
大二这个节目是由 Mobile Radio 提供。
咦，我哋翻嚟今集嘅老作大业啊！呢度有超级多人、哦，
差唔多十个啊！不过今集咧
做咩？
我哋要用英文啊，
系嘛？咁点算啊？啲听众听唔明
白。咁 Harry 嚟啦，今集。
就当我做翻译噶。
好，
系。
So let's start the recording now. We'll change to.English, but then John will translate for us, right? We have a lot of people here today, and I don't know why they're here.
Yeah, why?
Well, we don't either.
Where are you going?
No, they gave us cheese and wine, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
So why don't we start by introducing yourself?
Okay, so this is Boo.
And this is Candy.
Hello, I'm Tyson.
Hey, everybody. This is Justin.
Whoa. Fresh on. Hi, I'm Bonnie.
This is Jerry.
And why are you here?
Because of Instagram.
Instagram!
Yay! Right, so actually recently I've been told by Claire that she has joined a group. It's for people who really like Instagram, and they started a website, and then they have a book, and what else? Posters and something like that?
Many things.
Facebook page.
So what's the name of the group?
Well, the group is called Hong Kong Insta. Yeah?
Insta. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was going to speak a little deeper. Hong Kong Insta.
Yeah. Yay!
But that probably doesn't make a lot of sense to your listeners, right, who don't know what that is. But
no.
I think the way to start is to describe what Instagram is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's a photo sharing app that is primarily used by iPhone users. And it's like, you know, it's a social media application, and it's kind of like Twitter, except you're sharing photos instead of tweets. But you can also share, you know, you post a photo and you can do a lot of things that are similar to Twitter, that you can at reply other users, you can comment on people's photos, you can like things. But and you can tag things, you can tag photos. And that's kind of how it all started. Actually, when I first moved to Hong Kong 6 months ago, I was looking at people who were tagging things as Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And I actually had met some other people on Instagram, and we got together and talked, and we decided that we should like get together and celebrate Hong Kong, and that's where the idea for Instagram or Insta came up.
Right. So, are you the founder of the group?
Yes, I am. I am the founder. It was all my idea.
Right.
Yeah. No, actually, there were three of us really who started it. Myself and a guy named Pete, who goes by the handle of Fur Kids in HK, and then another guy named Riley, who goes by the handle of Rig. And basically we started talking on Instagram, and we started, you know, I was really impressed by both of these guys because they were posting just amazing photos of Hong Kong, and I was new here, and so I didn't have any friends, and I really was interested in meeting new people. And so I asked both of these guys, who at the time, you know, they had been using this app longer than I had, and I asked them if they had ever heard of a meetup or a photo walk or anything like that on Instagram. And they said, as far as they knew, they didn't know of one. So we thought, well, why don't we do one? Why don't we just host one? And so we did. We got together and we figured out, like, okay, how do we do this? And none of us had ever done it. And we started sort of posting things on the site and like telling everyone that we knew through the app that, hey, we're going to do a photo walk and have a meetup. And 12 people showed up to the very first one, including four people in this room, five people in this room.
Oh, was it only 12? I mean, I kind of...
Well, there were 13, maybe. Yeah. Something like that.
12 to 13.
Yeah. It was 189,000 people showed up for that first one. It was an amazing success.
That's what it felt like, yeah. Wait, really? So you guys didn't hear about the international, like, Instagram meetup that was going on at the time?
Well, actually, we did, but we didn't. That came after. We actually didn't realize that there was a much more organized meet. Yeah, that was happening, and it turns out, a week later.
Yeah,
yeah. So we kind of we unintentionally sort of stepped on those plans, mm-hmm. but it worked out really well, actually, because I don't know, because we've made, like, really amazing new friends through this, and we've had. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea of having this meetup, we've done it now four times, and each time there's new people that come, and it gets bigger and better.
Mm. So what are your plans, actually? Just meet people and then take photographs?
That's the idea.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's really any hard and fast rules. And when we first set it up, we decided on three sort of guiding principles. Those were, we want to just have fun, we want to meet new people, and we want to celebrate, like, Instagram and photography. And that was it, you know. And what's actually happened is, you know, even though I was a co-founder of this group, I don't take any sort of the credit for what's happened beyond that, because it's really about the people that showed up and have showed up at the new ones, because they've the whole group has really embraced it as an idea, and more, you know, other people got involved with the planning, including Boo and Candy. You guys should talk a little bit.
Yeah. For me, Instagram is not at first. It's not photo sharing. It's not an app to making new friends, because I just want to edit my photos using an app. But making new friends through Instagram with the photo sharing is totally an extra thing for me. Yeah. And it does change my life,
before,
I can say.
Before you use Instagram, do you use another kind of app like SME or...?
Yeah, I did use, like, Camera Plus and Cubro. Mm. I don't know. The, yeah. Mm. But Instagram is...
So why you
totally
choose Instagram?
Different. Yes. Because I can make new friends. Mm-hmm. Because at first I really don't know that my photos will be published other people can see it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But then now I have a bunch of people with me, which is my new friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about you, Boo?
What about me? What? Like, what Instagram
team feelings to use Instagram.
Okay. I don't know. Actually, I'm not really active in Instagram before, because the first time I used the Instagram, I private all my photos. And suddenly, I met Pete, one of the co-founder in the Instagram, and I saw his poster of the first meeting, and I was so surprised that there are so many people in Hong Kong is using Instagram too. I think I'm so glad that I make the decision to meet the make the first meeting, because those 11 people on the first meeting was so great.
Right.
Yeah, they were just like, you can never imagine that
if you going to meet some people via the internet, they're all kind to you.
Right.
I mean, yeah, this is so surprised me. And me and Candy were part of the organizer for the meeting before, and I think this is a good experience to us too, because it is not easy to hold a huge meeting for kind of like stranger, but eventually we did it pretty well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's always amazing to meet up with people, you know, with the same hobby with you.
Yeah.
Who
you
like the
sharing
same thing.
All the skills or just talk about photography.
Wait, so what's your meeting about? Is it just, you know, think about a place and then you all go together?
We have to like think about what kind of place can fit like more than 30 people each time. It's pretty hard, you know.
Yeah.
I remember the second meeting of us is in Shamsherpo.
Right.
You know, it's so
packed
in Shamsherpo, right?
Yeah.
And every meeting of us is on Sunday.
Mm.
Yeah, it's too packed in Shamsherpo at that time, and we find out that it's too difficult to keep all the people stick with each other. But finally we did it.
Right. Are you thinking of some kind of competition? Like, have you heard about Lomography? You know, they always hold some competition so that a lot of people can join and then win stuff.
Yeah, we know about Lomography, but we never think about competition between us because we don't like competition, right? Yeah, I mean, why do you have to compare stuff between...
You know what's... really great. And I'm going to bring in Justin, if I can. Justified on Instagram. Because I think that one of the greatest things about Instagram that I failed to bring up earlier was that it's actually kind of a great equalizer. Because you don't actually have to be a really good photographer to post really impressive photos. It kind of, you know, a lot of the work that would go into, say, the dark room in the past by a professional photographer using like an SLR camera, you know, gets processed through Instagram. You can make your photos look really cool and you can make them look kind of artsy if you want to, or you can make them be all about yourself. But the bottom line is like your photos end up looking cooler than they really were when you first took them, which I think is a credit to sort of the camera on the iPhone is a good one. I think, you know, it's really, but I think also a credit to the application itself. And I think Justin, like, you take amazing photos.
Oh, wow. Thanks. That's a great segue. Yeah, totally. Yeah. what he probably means is that I take really average photos, and then Instagram makes them look amazing. You know, it's always on the popular page, and I've never been on the popular page. You know, everyone likes them, you know, all around the world and everything, you know?
But do you have friends from all over the world, right? Are you people, like, you've met from different... parts of the world that use Instagram?
Now I have, yeah. Through Instagram, I'm following people from like Amsterdam and Indonesia. And,
yeah, this
like,
is how Instagram amazing about.
Yeah,
like, you can just connect all the people from the world, even you don't know them.
Yeah, and I was thinking of the first, you know, Instagram meetup just now, and there are lots of amazing photographers in Japan who do like awesome work. And then, unfortunately, the Japanese earthquake happened. And I think, for me, like, when I was thinking about it, that was what made... That's what gave the first Instagram meetup so much heart. Because, you know, we're a bunch of strangers. Like, most of us haven't met or even, like, talked to each other before on Instagram. You know, just a random like when I have time. But then when we got together, Pete had made this banner, which was for... we called it Pray for Japan. And it was basically, we took an Instagram photo with this banner that said Pray for Japan, and it was kind of like a kind of moral and spiritual encouragement for all our friends that we've met through Instagram in Japan, and that was just really heartfelt, because, you know, when you work in the city, it's easy to get very just cold and detached and everything. And, you know, to see, like, you know, everyone come together, like total strangers, and do this thing for people who are, like, in a country, like, you know, very far away. It was just, I don't know. I loved you guys from then. That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
So do you actually feel great about, you know, because for me, I think, you know, you have to have a certain skills to be a photographer, to take really beautiful photographs. And when you look at these photographs, you feel, oh, I'm, like, really skillful. But then with Instagram, it's like everyone can take beautiful photographs. You know, I'm not unique anymore. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I kind of have this feeling. I'm not sure.
That's something we still have to decide, since I am an Instagram user also. So there's many kinds of
really? What's your username?
Tell us and we are going to follow you.
This is how we very long. You can see in my name card. It's Starlight Pigeon, actually.
Cool.
So actually, I think you have to make a decision before you post.
There are skills behind.
Yes, the skill is
Because I'm not using iPhone, so I just imagine. I don't know.
Yeah, I think because you're using an iPhone still, you have to, I think you have to see. You have to have sort of the eye, right? The photographic eye.
To see things.
Yeah, but I think it levels the playing field in terms of the processing that maybe would go into a lot, you know. And you know, there's a whole industry related to Instagram. That's these other apps that are made, you know, and some of them are free, and some of them you pay for. I mean, I've probably spent like $20 on apps that will just do cool things to my photos, like Stripey Cam, which will make it like, you know, like these, it'll blur these lines and make little stripes and, you know, and then there's some that will color certain parts of the app. And I mean, you can, and some people, some people like do, they have like a real kind of like a theme that they'll do, very thematic, like, you know, some people will focus on, like, design, you know, and architecture only, and other people will just take pictures of their kids. And, you know, someone like Pete, who, you know, co-founder, he isn't here, but, you know, when I originally found him, I was really kind of struck by what he was doing, and he's still doing it. He does it really well. He's very passionate about, he's grown up in Hong Kong his whole life. He's very passionate about the sort of juxtaposition between like old Hong Kong and then the modern one that's sprouting up around it. So he goes and takes photos of these sort of older buildings and goes and explores them and tells you what's in them. And he's very descriptive, and it's, you know, it's something that I think is interesting on Instagram, because it's always sort of the same theme, a different place, different location, wonderful photographer, but you get to sort of live this, you know, you get to know what's kind of what to expect from Pete. And other people do things like that. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that Instagram is different to many other things, like, well, different from Facebook, different from Twitter, and a wide range of aspects. First, like, for Twitter, you know, you can post with pictures, but, well, for Instagram, you have to post with pictures. And the pictures really break the language barrier, because, well, we make friends with Japanese people, even though I know nothing about Japanese. Well, we have Korean friends, Indonesian friends, because, well, you can kind of guess or grasp the idea from the picture rather than from tree that's, well, language-based, which you can't understand much from if they're not talking about a common language. So this is one thing about Instagram being so special about making friends. The other thing is, especially for our mob, that we have a really close bond, and we do get really passionate and will care for each other, which is one underlying thing that Hong Kong Insiders get together, we were aiming to be there for the others rather taking anything from the group. This is one thing really special about ourselves, and we are really so proud of. Like, we not just take care about like Japanese people, we do take care of everyone within our group. Like, sometimes we have people that feel sick, stressed, or distressed, and they post pictures and they say things, and we try to comfort them with our comments. And like, we did once for Claire that we did a really awesome thing. Like, I think it is really awesome. We, 8 of us get together, we each of us post one picture, which in the end we get together is actually eight in one, become one picture in the grid wheel, and we say that we love Claire, which is really warm and heartfelt. And this is something that you can't do on, well, you can do on Facebook, but it's not in the same way, and it makes Instagram so different to other things. Mm-hmm. And the last thing is, Tyson is the king of tail shave. I still have to say that. Like, people say about that, oh, it's still the same app. Let's like about 10 or 12 filters, but how you use them is so different. Like, when we go up to Insta Yays, where we go on outings and stuff, and everybody, like, you thought that 30 people is going to take the same picture at the very same spot, at the very same angle, and it should come out very same. And in the end, it all looks very different. So this is Instagram, and it kind of explained Hermes' question about, well, it's the same app, so it's going to be the same. What's so special about it?
Well, I guess the people who are using it instead of the apps, then, you know, you said because how you use it rather than it's about the apps, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Also, one of the interesting things about the apps, actually, I'm opening it now. I find that there are many kind of filters, but the names of the filters is very strange.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't figure out why. For example, there's some kinds of called early bird. Sometimes.
Yeah. I think only the founders of Instagram knows that.
Graham.
I think yes. You're right, Candy. Yeah.
But is there any special filter that you guys want especially like to use or?
Actually, I think some of us are using the other apps to edit photos before they post to Instagram. Mm. So the style is not really the same.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to use Hefe a lot. That used to be my favorite. Mm. And I used to use Early Bird a lot. This is when I first sort of started. Mm. With my... I don't know, a few months ago I discovered this app called PicFX, and I tell everyone about it. I always try to, my photos, got much more awesome all of a sudden when I found it. I give all credit to the application. It's, amazing. If anyone wants to know the secret, you get PicFX, and then you can make your photos a lot cooler. It's just cooler filters than the ones that are built into, you know, but a lot of people use Camera Plus and they make them just crazy amazing photos. I've seen people that use Hipstamatic, and we have a couple Instagayers that love, swear by Instamatic or Hipstamatic. So, I mean, there's many out there. I think it's fun kind of to explore. But I don't know. I'm kind of in a rut. I basically do the same thing every time now. But but I don't know. I can't figure out a way to make them even any better than I'm making right now. I'm pretty much super awesome.
That's why I love you, Papa.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh, I'm totally the same way. I'm super awesome all the time. But I'm less gimmicky. I use Instagram only filters all the time. It's
really?
Mainly because I don't have enough time. But
you're a purist.
Yeah, I'm a purist. Yeah. I only take pictures of things that I can turn into the proper square format, and I only use Instagram filters, and it's super awesome, basically.
Yeah.
And basically, it's mainly because I don't have time. It's more of that. Honestly, Instagram for me is apart from art, it's also a memory tool, because I have a horrible memory when it comes to when I have a good time or when I see something really awesome and I think of a great idea. Instagram's really helped me bridge the gap in time between seeing something and making it look close to but not quite what I think of in my head. And it's certainly a welcome change from all the numbers I deal with on a daily basis. So.
And I think nowadays, the pictures are not the thing that only matters, but the stories behind the photos. That is the most valuable things within our group, I think, particularly. The stories behind the photo, all of us tells a story, and I am much influenced by Pete. that the guy who always take photos of old buildings, and he talks to old people, and he gets all his information through the conversation, and yeah, he's amazing.
So when you take photos, do you have a theme or some kind? Because you talk about Pete having you know, this theme of just positioning old buildings with new buildings. So what about you when you take photos? Do you like think of your own theme or just take anything?
Before, I do have a theme, like sunsets, the cats, or the popular things. But nowadays, my way of the photo taking has changed because I want to tell the story, and I take photos because of what I want to tell.
Mm. Yeah. So what's the most special story about your photos?
It varies. It's mostly my experience around the city.
Right.
And do you think other people can help you to build up your story, since you can get comments from others? And
yes. And the people who subscribe to my accounts, they always interact with me. They are not just clicking the like, but they talk to me. That makes me really feel touched.
Yeah, actually, the three of us, right, Candy, Boo, and myself, we used it the other day as basically a way you would use, like, texting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, see you tomorrow at dim sum. Where should we meet? What time? Like, we're just, like, talking on the app, you know? It's, I mean, a lot of people do that, too. And so it's just another communication tool, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a theme, either. My theme is just, like,
tilt shift.
Yeah, it's all about the tilt shift. Should I change my name? Should I change my name to make my middle name Tilt Shifter or something like that? I was thinking about that. I use it all the time. It's crazy. But yeah, I just do like life, like things that I see, hopefully as it happens. But you know what? I don't know if you guys ever run into this problem. I ran into this problem when I went to the Great Wall recently. I was in Beijing and I took a million photos. And I didn't want to, like, post them all at the same time because, actually, I get kind of annoyed when the people I follow post, like, a lot of photos all at once because it clogs up your feed. So I want to be very mindful of that. I have this, like, kind of, like, mental rule that I won't post, like, if I've posted something, like, 4 hours ago, you know, I'll have to wait, like, at least 4 hours, and then I can post again. I mean, it's not like a hard rule or anything, you know. But point being, I had a lot of good photos, and I sometimes have been sneaking them in, like, from that I took, like, 2 weeks ago, and it's like, I don't know what the rule on that is, but what do you guys think?
You can put 4 photos into one. Four in one. Or 16 in one.
How do you do that?
Get another app.
Diptych is on sale now for $9.99 at the App Store. Only on Apple.
PicFrame is good.
Yeah,
that's another good one for multiple photo sharing. Yeah. And Eddie Sky swears by PhotoShake. You can do like 16, 17, 18 photos at once if you want. Yeah. But they'd be so small you probably couldn't tell what they are. But that might be kind of cool. It would look like a snowflake or something.
Well,
and you did PhotoShake.
Are you going to tilt shift every single one of them?
Yes, I'm going to tilt shift every photo I ever take from here on until I die.
Don't break your mood.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I know. Well, maybe I'll post one without tilt shift just for you.
Well, it's on the internet, so it is on now, so we all know that now.
Okay, and I know that you guys have a photo book that will publish for the one of the trip that you have last time. So maybe we take a break first, and then after the break, we can talk more about that book and some more activity that you are going to do.
Mobile Radio 提供。
好啦，翻翻嚟第二节啦，冇笑话剧。你知其实你系主角，你同阿 Jerry 系咪？系咪 ？Jerry 咪两份啊？咁喂，我深入翻头先，我哋第一节讲嗰啲咩嘢先啦？咁其实大家都对呢、這个Instagram 呢个 apps 啦，都其实都好有 passion 啦。咁佢哋都即系介绍过点解佢哋会用呢个 apps 啦，呢、這个 apps 有啲咩好处啦，同埋佢哋即系点样 form 咗呢、這个Instant Yeah 呢个 group 啦。咁同埋佢哋即系都会即系定时都有啲 gathering 去即系 gather 埋一齐去即系识翻一班朋友咁样啦吓。咁头先都介绍过就话呢个 Instant Yeah 都有一本书出咗出嚟嘅。咁呢本书咧其实喺我手上边啦，咁系叫做 Hong Kong Instant Yeah 嘅平洲2011。哇！咁点解会有一本书出嚟咧？咁我咁要访问阿 Ker 去即系介绍下啦。或者Jerry
其中一个发起人，其中一个发起人就是 Ken。
Yes, so we got the first idea to keep our memories together into a booklet. Actually, Jerry got something to tell all of us. Yeah,
tell us, Jerry.
Maybe I'm in Cantonese.It's okay?
Yes, and Hermia will translate it. 其实呢我们就是做翻一啲一个好似可以留为俾大家个做一个纪念嘅一本书嚟嘅。咁 Jerry 你其实佢咧就负责好多入边嘅 layout design 啦，成个 production 啦，同埋咁我就去 organize 翻点样去收集啲 materials 啊，各样啦、啊，啲 cover 嘅design 啊，做咗少少嘅嘢啦，咁就同阿 Jerry 就一齐去。一起整呢本书出嚟嘅，咁但系好多嘅嘢咧，都系喺阿 Jerry 去嗰边咧去做呢个 production 嘅，
系啦，冇错，
系啦。
其实一开始就系、是、都系源于呢个 Instagram 啦、
嗯，
因为佢 Instagram 呢个 app 所做出嚟嘅 photo 咧，真系好鬼，完全系俾人哇一声啊，睇到都系。
哇！
你俾反应噶。咁、嗯、我都係透過呢個主持阿茄呢就咁認識到呢個 app 啦。咁、嗯、繼而見到佢哋成班有一個 group 呢就叫做 Hong Kong Instant
Yeah。
跟住我就特登過濾到佢哋啲相喎，睇過佢啲相嘩，全部都係好 professional 喎，真係睇咗出嚟呢。突然間我就做係 production 㗎嘛。咁我見到佢呢個咁嘅作品嘩，幾乎呢可以個個都做 photography 喎，真係個個都係攝影師。咁有乜辦法、嗯可以 group 埋佢哋一齐咧，系嘛、嗯？可以做一个新玩法啦，卒之谂到，就系、是、可以将佢哋个个人喺 iPhone 睇到嘅 photo， 将佢哋实现咗现实化，个个都可以揸上手嚟睇。
嗯，
基本上个概念就系咁啦。
冇错，咁就等佢哋有一个惊喜啦，冇错啦。
我谂佢哋冇人会想到会喺呢个咁嘅 production 咯，完全其实呢个 production 咧，完全系一个出版 production， 唔系讲笑嘅，我哋
唔系讲笑嘅，
我系讲真嘅。
好啦，咁 Hermie 可以做一个少少嘅 summary 啊。
summary 唔使啊，大家听众都系讲话嘅啫。
唔系噶，其实而家你手上揸住噶嘛，系咪你觉得感觉如何？
就想觉得话佢嗰个 organize 个方式咧，都系每一个人咧，每一个人咧，佢就会有个profile 咁啊，系咪？一段字，跟住就佢嗰扎作品咁样，系咪？
冇错冇错，其实咧最主要 follow 翻去 Instagram 里面每一个 user。咁有佢哋基本嘅資料啦，同埋佢哋有幾個好簡短、好簡短嘅留言啊，或者簡介咯。
簡介係啦、嗯。
之後會唔會再出啊？咁
邊度可以買到啊？
基本上我哋係賣嘅喎，唔好意思。
飛埋。
Not for sale.
It's not for sale.
Yeah, that's right. We're not sellouts. We're sell to you.
Yeah, my copy was free.
Indie for life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so going to put it on like those beating sites.
No, you're not.
No. Maybe someday in Amazon.
So for first edition, how many copies?
How many copies? First edition, only
50.
Only 50.
Only 50 copies. Actually, we have
print some postcards
for
yes,
them,
yes.
Yeah, for the InstaEI members.
And let me say a few things about, since everybody else on the other end of the podcast would not see, well, would not be able to see any of these photos. Well, maybe you guys can put some photos along with the podcast or something like that. We're so grateful that, well, first thing is that I'm so proud of myself for inviting Claire to come along to the third year, despite the fact that it's a very, very hot day. And yeah. She came along for the very first time to our third InstaEI, which is on Peng Chau. We had a fun day, a very hot day, sweaty, got bitten by mosquito, well, bits and everything. Well, we have an editor from the Mr. Magazine to tag along with us, so we know that we were going to get on some publication, but not in the same scale. So Claire Go Home thought that it's a good idea and share with her friends, Jerry McRae.
Yes.
No, I don't know how they share the information, but somehow Jerry get hold of the idea of we bunch really, really, really cool people. And then he
how cool. How cool is it?
Very cool. We are the most awesome group on, well, on the Hong Kong.
Only Hong Kong.
Aren't we? Well, I guess so. We're the most awesome Instagrammers on the whole Instagram. International, anyway. Anyway, so Jerry and Claire get together and thought of an idea to inviting us to get a submission for our photos on the day to get together and do a memorial book or something like that. Yeah. So we got together. Everybody has to put in four pictures, one more for the profile, and then write a few words. 140 words tops. I don't know why
140
words. I never asked this word or character. I was thinking about 140 character, but it wasn't anyway. So everybody write a few things about themselves, put on the four of the most awesome pictures they took on today, and then we put together and get into a book. And it's really, really not what we thought at the very beginning. Nobody knows that we're going to get together and do a book. We say things like we are going to do something awesome all the time, but we never really got together. Well, it's very hard to organize a trip already. Well, not necessarily, well, a publication, anything. But thank you, Jerry and Claire, so much so that we can have a memorial. We have something for the day and also for Hong Kong InstaEI, which is really, I guess it is the very first book for Instagram to publish. I would like to say that. I'm not quite sure, but
I have no idea. But you know what, though? You just gave me a great idea. We should mail a copy to the Instagram team.
We will send some copies to them.
To show that we are awesome.
Yeah. I'll get an address for you.
Anyway, so we have, now that we got together, we have a really, not really a book, where it's a very thin copy of Vocation, but with all our hearts from everybody, well, from Claire and Jerry, but also every single member of our group on the day. And it has a very awesome cover that, it was a picture from Pete. Well, yeah. Papa, we love you. And we have design from Claire, of course, but we have group photos. We have a few words from, more than a few words from Tyson. We're telling about the group and all the day. So thank you so much for everybody. And if you want to see a book, try to follow one of us and see whether we will lend you one.
Yes, we are professional.
Bribe me.
Professional.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious.
I'm
just these kids.
Yeah, because they're on every page. They're like the young Hong Kong models.
It was interesting, you know, because I originally, so I moved here in January, and my family didn't come with me initially, like my wife and kids. They stayed in Atlanta because my wife still was working and the kids were still in school. And so what's interesting is that I initially started using Instagram as a way to keep in touch with my family, like take photos. And I mean, my initial idea was like, I'll move to Hong Kong and I'll keep a blog. But then I just had a new job and there was a lot of like new city, new everything. It was very like, I didn't have time for all that crap. So Instagram actually ended up being like, a way for me to sort of communicate and in a way kind of blog my adventures, you know, and send them back to my family and keep in touch. So, and even though I would send photos back home, I don't think I had really, I don't know, my wife and kids really had no idea how kind of consumed I had become with Instagram. Like it was, when they, in fact, when they first moved here, I was kind of like, listen, I have something to tell you. I've been on this thing called Instagram, and I've made like a million friends, you know, or, you know, like 30 new friends, really, you know, and we all are like obsessed with this thing. And also we do these photo walks, and there's one this weekend and we're all going to go to it. And so I kind of like thrusted my family into it. And so they came to the Peng Chau one, and then my kids were, I think they had a good time, and everyone started taking a bunch of photos of them, and they just like started winding up on Instagram, like, and then in the book. But it's interesting because yeah, my middle daughter, not my middle daughter, but my youngest daughter, Jacinda, she's 4. She really wanted to take photos. She was really into it. She was really kind of excited about what people were doing. And so I let her borrow my phone, and she started taking a lot of photos. And when we got home, she asked if she could join Instagram. And so now she's on Instagram. I don't know if she's the youngest Instagrammer. I don't know. I have no idea. But so she's there now, and she's, you know, she's got a private account. So I monitor who can follow her and who can't. Well, you know, I mean, she's a cute, right? That's the responsible thing to do, obviously, right? I mean, there's actually some creepy people on Instagram, to be honest. Like, there are some, you know, like there are in any sort of, you know, internet site. But anyway, point being, I forget what the point is. I'll just continue talking.
The point is, well, you have a weekend outing, right? This weekend. So why don't you talk more about it? And also, you know, you can ask, you know, your friends and also your friends with kids to come along as well. You know, where will it be?
No, the next meeting is on August 5th, right?
I don't know, it's the first Sunday.
Seven.
Anyway.
Seven?
Yeah. It is on the very very first Sunday of month.
Yeah.
So it will be in August Sunday.
But all the details is still like not confirmed yet. But if you guys want to join or something like that, just check out our Instagram or like our Facebook page.
There's a couple things you can do. Yeah, you can go to Facebook and go to HK Insta.
HK Insta.
Or you can, if you're on Instagram already, if you just look at the hashtag HK Insta, you can find information there on where to do it. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, anyone's welcome. Even if you aren't on Instagram, you're welcome to come to these things. I mean, it's open to anybody. If you're, like, you know, if you're just into photography, or if you just want to meet new people, or if you want to explore. And I think that's another thing about it, too. It's like, it's about going to places and exploring and seeing new things, right? Wait. Not everybody's welcome?
No. Everybody is welcome. Yeah. Even, like, Android phone-owning Frenchmen who come with a Canon camera instead of an icon, you know, they are totally welcome.
That's right.
What? Oli got his own Instagram account already.
With no photos.
Despite not having
an iPhone.
Now, the one thing about the group being so cool, rather than, well, we care about each other, we do a few things. Well, we go to cool places. Well, other than that is the variety that we have. We were really well range of people that comes together. Like, the first time that we have kids to come along would be Tyson's family. We have Hawk, which is 3 years old, right? Which was the youngest of the group. Well, the record has been broken last time that we have a 2 years old come out together. So we have like a youngest people would be like 2 years old, and we have like a grandmother came along one time as well. So we have a really broad range of age people that comes together with or without a camera, with and without an iPhone, or even with or without an Instagram program on their phone.
And nationalities.
Yeah, and I think next time maybe some of our members will bring along their dogs. Because Pete got
Two dogs.
Fur kids.
Yeah, fur kids.
Yeah, we were all, some of us were very confused as to what that meant, but then we learned that those are his dogs.
Yeah, fur kids mean his dogs.
His children.
Yeah, his children. His kids. Yeah.
And, yep, go for it.
Well, no, I was just going to say that, like, it's, the great thing about it is that it's, anybody that's in the group that wants to get involved and come up with the next Instagram, the next Insta-A, they're welcome to do it. It's not, you know, it's open to anybody in the group. So because of that, more people have suggested new things, and it's just kind of grown and grown. And I think we'll just keep doing it for as long as it's fun. And, you know, it's hopefully if you're, you know, hearing this and you want to meet some cool people and you're into photography or just exploring, then you should come, because you will have a good time.
Well, the thing is that we have structure, but we don't have structure. We are structured to have one major meeting every first Sunday of every month that's coming. Mm-hmm. Well, as long as we can keep going to do that. So we will have a regular meetings, but amongst ourselves, we do have something called mini-A's that we, some of our members that get together in private, and we go to do a lot of weird things. Well, we might do photo walks. We might not do photo walks.
We just go see a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like. Well, we have friends. Well, since we make friends from different age group, different races, different nationality, from different backgrounds, from very boring numbers jobs to really cool jobs like doing nothing rather than taking pictures. So we have different people comes together doing different things, and all welcome. What else?
I don't know. I couldn't say any better than that.
Yeah, recently they went to watch Harry Potter and the Deathly Yeas.
No, they haven't gone. They are going.
Oh, they are going. Oh, my bad. Yeah.
I've already seen it. Voldemort is Harry's dad.
I hate you, Baba.
Oh, the lightsaber duel at the end of that movie was just insane. Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
Anyway, but, well, it's a very cool group, as I said, that we have, like, different people come together to do different things. Like, when we have different people come along, new people, we don't, like, not all the, well, oh, yeah, you stay together and do, like, their chit-chat, but we do reach out to new people. So if you're new, don't be scared, but...
Yeah, don't be intimidated.
Well, and we do have, like, a one-time, very one-time, like, a childcare facility and people that take care of your kids, like... Yeah, how do you feel about the service? Are we doing a really good job for that?
Yes. I would say so. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You mean Boo and Candy? It's interesting because it's true. Like, when they met my kids, they kind of, my kids kind of fell in love with both of them. And now they want them to come over, and we do things that are, the cool thing, it's a thing. It's like it was a meeting. It was an idea, but it's become like much more than that, right? I mean, we've all become friends now, and so I think that's the important thing. It's like these are like real relationships that we made, and for me, it was important because that's what I was looking for. I mean, just from my own standpoint, like I was new to a really kind of exciting place, and new to Asia, new to Hong Kong, obviously. And I was hoping to meet people who lived here. And what I met were people that have grown up here and have all kinds of, like, just amazing knowledge of the city. And it's been, for me, it's been fantastic because, someone like Pete's helped me, you know, he's helped me in many ways that go beyond the whole thing. I mean, I had a TV that I didn't know what to do with. I couldn't get rid of it. And Pete, like, found some guy off the street to come up and, like, get it for me and haul it out and, like, You know, it's not easy moving to a new place, and so...
Yeah, HK Insta is not just a community, but it's like a lifestyle and a spirit, and we're all family.
Yeah, so if you don't want to come to this thing, you know, then you're dumb, okay?
No, we just don't want you if you don't come along. We just don't want you.
That's right.
You're not cool enough.
HK Insta-A, now in 4 languages, including French. Olivier, nous adorons. Nous adorons. I was kidding about the Android phone. You can have whatever phone you want, seriously.
This is all off the record anyway, right?
Now we do, yeah, we do have French, Japanese, probably Irish coming along next time, I reckon. Who else? UK, country in far, far away, Indonesian. Fong, we love you and we miss you.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite Instagrammer of all time?
Well, of course, you, Papa.
Oh my.
No, I meant, it's a given. I mean, besides me.
We love Tilt Shift.
Yay!
点会好啊?
They're going to cut the show.
No. So Hermia asked me to do a web up, but I don't know what to say. How about?
Now, how about that? I'll do a web up. I'm just going to talk. I drink too much. Okay, I drink too much.
Like, catalyst.
So in the very end, thank you very much for you guys, the Headstorm industry, inviting us to do a very different podcast to what they usually do. Thank you for the food and wine and things. Thank you for Tyson. Riley, we haven't missed, well, we miss you. We haven't forgotten about you. Riley, we love you too. Riley and Pete that had talked together with, well, what was the day? Well, once upon a time, they'd get together and then three wise men come up with a really brilliant idea to get together and have a group. And thank you for all our family members of the InstaEA family to, like, support each other. We do cool things. We look after each other. And if you want to join us, go to our Facebook page or go to our Instagram account for... Well, you can go to IG Hong Kong at Hong Kong InstaEA.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow at Hong Kong InstaEA for the next event. Follow Tyson if you want to learn what skill she is.
That's at T Wheat.
T W H E A T T Wheat. Yep.
Which stands for Taiwan Heat. It doesn't. But that's what some people thought for a while, for a long while, apparently.
Anyway, I hope that we bring you something different from. What's iPhone, well, the technology, the app, and some interesting people from Hong Kong. And see you on the next day.
好啦，好多谢Bonnie帮我哋做一个web up啦。 咁都大家都好认识多啲关于呢个Instagram 或者Instagram呢个group啦。好啦，咁有机会大家去join翻呢个group啦，同埋即系add翻follow翻头先去mention嗰啲人啦。咁阿Kay有啲咩想讲？
非常之多谢大家今晚嚟到我哋呢度啦 ，Thank you all you here for me and Hong Kong InstaEA yeah. And also thank you to the magazine Mr. Magazine
yeah Mr.
yeah I still thank you for them introduce Hong Kong InstaEA
and fully support.
The third Hong Kong InstaEA book, Peng Zhou, is fully sponsored by Picker.me.
Yes. Thank you, Bonnie.
Right. InstaEA Heart Headstorm.
See you next time. Well, as usual, you can go to our website and leave any comments.
www.mobileradio.hk
Bye,
Tom. Bye.
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 Bye.